This is episode 230 on November 9th, 2017.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and other things. I'm Joseph Ferreira.
I'm Dave Podner.
And I'm Greg McMillan.
Welcome back, gentlemen. I see you guys have survived the train wreck.
We barely made it through. Barely made it through, but we're here.
Yeah, there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes. That's just a callback to last episode. There were some interesting things that I figured out that were positive about last week's episode. I realized that Mixlr had been recording and downloading the audio to my computer, even though I hadn't hit record. And on my program, I didn't say there's a record button for Mixlr, but it was a good thing to find out so that just in case I had gone through and just totally missed the entire episode by not hitting record, I did have a backup. So that is a plus that I just found out about. But yeah, it was. I was glad that we were able to get that one off the ground because it was pretty frustrating. But how are you guys doing? Let's start with you, Dave.
I'm doing pretty good this week. We finally had, and I posted a couple of photos to the group and to Instagram. Finally, seems like the colors finally hit with the fall colors.
Yeah.
And we had our first, I don't want to say cold snap, but sustained cold snap where it didn't feel like summer anymore.
Yeah.
So at lunch today and first day, of course, I have to admit, it probably looked kind of weird. Normally, I go run out for a cup of coffee after I get to work and set up my computer. And normally I like to go outside, get some fresh air before, you know, being stuffed in the office for 8+ hours. So there I was outside, you know, cold enough where you can see your breath and with kind of pointing the phone up to some trees, try and get the morning light hitting the trees coming in, trying to hit that color. And I can see people looking on the outside, like thinking probably, why doesn't he have a coat on? What is he doing just, you know, in the middle of the driveway with his arms up like that?
Yeah.
But that is the curse of the iPhone photographer.
Of fall. Yeah. That's cool. And you had your race, didn't you? Your run?
Yeah. Yep. Last Sunday we had the Pittsburgh 10 miler. It went off well. We lucked out in terms of the start. The thunderstorms ended just an hour or two before the race started. Mm-hmm. And I got through 8.5 of the 10 miles with no rain at all. If I was a little bit quicker, I could have made it through the entire race without getting rained on. But made it through, met up with a couple people afterwards. All of a sudden, a good 15, 20 minutes after the race was over, all of a sudden someone says, "Was that lightning?" And then you hear the thunder roll in. Like, ooh. Yes, that was. And we're like, oh, there's a bunch of us standing around with these large pieces of metal around our necks.
Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't stand out in the middle of the road while we're having a lightning storm.
Yeah. Not good. Well, no. You know, I think what being in a city, you have things that are much higher than being, say, out in the middle of nowhere. And all of a sudden you're the tallest thing in the area.
Exactly.
Oh, that's funny. Greg, what have you been up to, man?
Well, I haven't really done much shooting this week, but, the weather has been just horrible. It's just been like we had maybe one day of sunshine, and that was yesterday. Oh. And it was still pretty cool. And I spent the afternoon cutting my lawn probably for the last time until spring. and, you know, getting my snowblower ready to go and putting the lawnmower away and, you know, just that kind of stuff. And then, of course, today, what did we get? We get snow.
Yeah.
We just got a dusting though right now. It's just enough to cover the ground and that's it. But, you know, just foreshadowing things to come.
In Canada, a dusting is 3 feet of snow. Yeah.
Okay, well, it would be a dusting for, say, Kentucky.
There you go.
it's been a slow week for me for doing any photography, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But, you know, I had my local camera club, we meet on the first Tuesday of the month, and we had a meeting the other night, and I had a couple of people come up and say they were listening to the show, so that was always good to hear.
Oh, very cool.
And if they're listening again, thank you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's really cool. You know, I kind of forget that, you know, there's people out there listening to us. Not forget in a way that, you know, it's like, but, you know, I haven't run into anybody out in the wild. You know, I've always, you know, I've met up with Mark and Matt and, you know, Maud and Mikey, but I haven't run into a listener yet. And one day it'll happen, and I think it's going to be totally cool. I don't know which is more exciting, running into a listener or a listener running into, you know, somebody that is doing the show. I think it'd be more exciting for me. You know, it's just one of those things that is still yet to happen, but one day it will. And most likely, I think it'll probably be some sort of a meetup, which I would love to do, but it's like,
yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. When and where do you do it?
Yeah.
Well, like I said, Joe, one thing is, since we're mostly audio and no one really sees our face unless we do selfies or they go to the Tiny Shutter website and go to the crew link where we have our photos and bios up there.
I'm sorry.
But, you know, other than that, I can imagine if we do, you know, as the happen chance meetup, someone kind of listening to one of our voices and thinking, wait, that your voice, it's your voice sounds familiar. Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I freaked my wife out a few times by, I'll be sitting there doing something and I'll go, I know that voice. And, you know, it'd be somebody on a show. Like there was a show that we were watching. It was the first episode, and it's called Midsummer Murder. It's a British murder mystery type show. And there was a older couple and I can't remember which episode it was, but an older couple, and the man who played the old man, he started talking, and I'm like, I know that voice. I have no clue what his face, you know, who he is by his face, but his voice I knew. And so I had to go back to his IMDb because I told my wife exactly, you know, what he did and where I heard it from. And she was like, right. And so I pulled up the IMDb, and sure enough, and she goes, oh, that's weird. Because he was on a audio only, some sort of a performance, and I was able to
a radio play type of thing.
Yeah, it was a radio play, and you know he was really old. I think after he did that one show, it was a couple of years and he passed away. So he had been doing audio for a long, long time. But, you know, sometimes you can pick up, you can hear it, and then all of a sudden it just clicks. And like, for me, I can do that. If there was somebody that was famous or something like that was listening to a podcast, and if they happened to be close by, I'd be like, oh, you're so-and-so, you know, just by the voice. But, you know, I don't know if people would do that with me. They kind of look at me like, He doesn't look like his picture. Well, pretty soon I'll have a beard again. Against my wife's wishes, but since winter is coming, I'm going to grow my beard. Or as I call it, my winter cover.
Yeah.
Get the mountain man look going on.
That's right. So, I don't know if I'm going to do it. I'm supposed to be going. So in December, I'm going out to Portland, Oregon for my sister's wedding. And my wife and I are going out there. And so I'm debating on whether to grow it before or after. Most likely after. Mm-hmm. But,
well, you can always get the Wolverine sideburns just to get started.
Well, I have the sideburns already. I don't have them quite down that far. My work won't like that. So, but let's see here. Photography this week has been very little on my end. The most that I've been doing is actually some editing. And so I've also been participating with the weekly photo challenge, and I think it's going rather well because we've had a lot of people jump in there and participate. So let me go ahead and do this. Let's go ahead and jump into our focus point.
Focus point.
All right. So we're in the midst of our weekly photo challenge. And so right off the bat, I need to say that I goofed. And instead of posting one of Greg's images, I posted two of Dave's images.
Yeah.
And Dave had thrown a picture in there while we were commiserating over audio last week. And so at the end of the show, this is sort of what happens. I'll save the audio. I'll jot down some links onto the show notes page that I use to collect all the show notes and everything. And I'll go on to Facebook and I'll upload the post pick of the week, and if it's a new weekly photo challenge, then I'll put that up there. And so we did it late, and so I think it was like midnight we got done recording, and so I'm trying to get everything up before I go to bed, or else it waits till the next day, which I could have done, but usually I try to do it right after the show. And so I posted three images thinking, oh, I got it, all right, going to bed. And then I get a note, hey, you forgot mine. I'm like, oh, you're right. Because I think you were the first one to put the image into the group chat, Greg.
And it's all good, though.
So I figured, you know what? We'll leave the three in there, but we will also add a fourth image, which will be Greg's image. And I think with it being a newer image and really cool, I think there's going to be a whole lot of people that are going to jump on to the editing train for that one too. So we're going to add one more image this week so that we could get Greg in there and get it going. So let's talk a little bit about what we've seen so far, and let's start with you, Greg. What are the things that you've seen positive, and what do you think some of the things that we need to improve in your eyes?
Well, I think what I'm really enjoying is everybody's different take on their perception of what they're editing. There's been some that are very creative. Like, I'm just looking at one of our guru, Matt Hoffman's, and it's a picture of that house that's out in the, it looks like it's in a country setting, and he converted it to black and white, and he put a nice big sun in the back with some lens flare. I've always said Matt's an amazing editor, and it's nothing short of that. It's really cool. you know, and then there's some real funky stuff like, let's see here. There's been a lot of Snapseed edits. It seems to be a pretty popular app.
Yeah.
And there's even been some that have been done to make themselves look like a tiny planet.
Yeah, I saw that.
So one. It's, yeah, like that. That's really cool. There's one that looks like from Eric Raper that looks like it's been put through a zoom lens. Oh boy. And then there's some of the dog that there's one really cool one by Vicky Chapman of a it looks like the dog is laying on a mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I mean there's yeah. I'm really liking what I'm seeing here, you know, with what people are doing with the different apps out there. And you know, and they're putting down what apps they use, which is good because people like to know. And well, let's see. There's been a few of the office building in downtown Pittsburgh.
Yep.
And it's wow. Oh, and there's one of the house out in the country there that it looks like it's nighttime. They've almost put a negative effect to it, and it looks like it's in the dark and the lights are on. It's really
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
And there's one with birds put in the sky. Like, wow, I'm really impressed with what everybody's doing. Let's put it that way. And I just can't wait to see what they do over the next course of the next week.
Yeah. What are your thoughts, Dave?
Yeah. And like I said, having people write down what they used and going into a little bit of detail. Because honestly, that's a lot of times the best way for anyone to know what new apps are out there.
Yeah.
It may be like the one that Vicky did. She said she used Handy Photo and Reflections with Retouch. Well, I've heard of Retouch. I haven't heard of Handy Photo. So, that's you know, it's a way to actually figure out what's new out there that you haven't tried yet.
Yeah. I use Handy Photo. Handy Photo for me was good for removing an object from one image and being able to put it on another.
Okay.
And it's really good because also the other thing that it's really good at doing is content aware fill. And I've used that for maybe extending the image off to the side some, and unless it's really complicated or really busy, it does a really good job of being able to fill it in and make it look natural. Whereas some, you just like, yeah, that doesn't look good. So Handy Photo is one of my favorites to use also.
Yeah, I know the Snapseed has the expanded feature.
Yes.
And like you said, that works if they have a simple photo, but I tried using it for something earlier, I think yesterday, and the photo was just a little too much going on, and it was more of repeating, trying to find a pattern, repeat it, versus trying to figure out what would be next.
Sure.
So it just didn't work 100%. A couple of the photos, though, that really got our attention. The one from Bill Counts, where he put Jack on top of the building, like it was the dog that invaded Pittsburgh. We got a laugh out of that one. And I know Ruth really liked the one from, I think it was, let me actually find it here. From John Felix, who put the reflection in that made it look like Jack was looking over a pond.
Yes.
Because it wasn't just a straight reflection. It had the rippled water effect on that there. But like you said, I would say it's good to know not only the apps people are using, but if people actually put down kind of what they were going for too.
Okay.
You know, it's like, well, because I know a lot of times when I look at a photo and I want to edit it, there's a certain feel I want for the photo.
Yeah.
Like I know when I originally looked at the photo in the downtown one, it's the Union Trust Building. That has this wonderful roof on it, which is this. It's a kind of building they don't. I don't want to say it's the kind of building they'll build anymore, but with the intricate roof and the design on top, and it's hard to tell from an angle, but actually there's an additional thing kind of on top that holds all the top of the elevator equipment and such.
Okay.
And if you look at it from a certain angle, you'd almost think there's a church built on top of the building.
Oh, wow.
It has that kind of really ornate look to it, and it kind of the top being just very colorful. It's almost a 100-year-old building, so it's how, you know, it's how the rich showed off how rich they were by having these downtown office buildings and their names put on it.
Right.
But yeah, I can see like some people made the building completely black and white and the rest of it in color. And
yeah,
you know, there was one that made it, I don't know if they were going for a look like a kind of a vintage photo there, but it kind of made it put it like an extra golden hour touch on it. And to me, it just felt like the type of photos you would get from like an old postcard.
Sure.
From back in time. But yeah, and also about the house one, I think Greg was saying about it in the pre-show. The one where they made everything but the house gray.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it had a look on it of just a light dusting of snow.
Yeah. Okay, so there was, I want to say.
That was Christopher Stutz.
Yeah, Chris Stutz. He's one of my friends. I got him to listen to the show. He was asking, hey, what do you think about it? And I didn't want to, you know, get his ego going too much. I'm like, eh.
Not too bad.
No, he's going to be thrilled that we talked about it.
But yeah.
Yeah, I was really blown away by a lot of the images of the house, because it seemed like there are some in here that I'm like, "Oh, I would love to know what they were using." And actually see, you know, if I could do it, because I think there was one. Yeah, our post pick of the week winner from last week, Richard, had posted one of the house that he added, and I think Matt did the same thing. He added the sun like behind the house, and it was able to kind of mimic a sunrise or sunset or something like that. But this one also had like shadow and you know, lights and shadows integrated with it. And I think Matt's had like some lens flare and all that to add to the effect. And you know, so, you know, Matt was able to say, this is what I did. And I was like, oh, great. You know, and some of the ones that I didn't see anything that was written down, I'd love to know. And so I would have to say, you know, everything that everybody's doing is awesome. I love some of the added effects like reflections or, you know, sunlight, you know, even the one with the people and the birds. You know, it's like, wow, how did they do that? You know, if you post an image, write down what you were, you know, what you used and what you were going for, you know, because like that handy photo, you know, a lot of times there's a lot of apps out there that we don't know about personally or that we had forgotten about, you know, and when you use it and you do something really cool with it, a lot of people are going to want to download it also and use it too. So I think one of the things, the things that I would say everybody needs to do is, you know, make sure that they're, you know, they're putting down what they've been using, because there's a lot of people that are, you know, that don't know. We can't know every single app, and it's a, you know, and we can't download every single app just to have, because once you get to a certain point, you start forgetting which ones you have. At least I feel like I'm getting there. It's like, did I download that one? And I go back, oh, yeah, I did. So let me re-download it. Or no, I haven't. Yeah. So let me go ahead and either get download it or buy it and download it. So
yeah, because I ran into that too when I had my iPhone 6S. I had, I don't know how many photo apps on that thing. So when I got my 8 Plus, I thought, okay, I'm going to start from scratch. And I'm only putting on apps as I need them. So my arsenal of photography apps is rather small at the moment.
Right.
So I'm a little limited on what I can do with creativity, but I'm sure over time I'll gather them back up.
Yeah.
Just like a bunch of lost little sheep.
Yes. And then they'll collect dust and you wonder why you had them on your phone.
Exactly.
So, all right. One of the things I wanted to do today was talk about what we've seen so far, what things that we want to see moving forward, and then to also let you guys know we're going to add another image. And so we're going to make it more difficult for Dave because it'll be Dave's turn to pick next week. And I'm all about
have
making
fun with more.
I'm all that's about making
that, that's more. Always a good kind of hassle, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Too much.
Well, it was funny because I was looking at it on mobile and I was like, wait a minute, there's more images. And it said, tap here to view the 17 other, you know, comments. I'm like, oh, there they are. You know, it was like, yeah, there are a ton of images to choose from. So, but yeah,
I was just looking through them as you were talking and there was a bunch that I didn't see yet because I forgot to expand them. So,
yeah. So everybody's doing a great job. I'm really pleased with how it's going. And, like I said, you know, I'd love to know what people used and especially for some of those effects. I mean, there was a lot of reflections, like adding water, and that was a, you know, subtle and, you know, dynamic. I thought it was great. And so, you know, if you have posted an image, go back into your comment and add stuff to it. I may go through and say, hey, what did you use? And, you know, what are your thoughts? I might have to go through and do that on the images. That might work better. So, and if you guys haven't joined us on Facebook, I think I said that last time.
On the Facebook book?
The Facebook book. If you haven't joined us on Facebook, come join us and do it. And in all honesty, I understand why people are sometimes hesitant, mainly because it's kind of intimidating or, you know, you get nervous about putting your stuff on there, but you know, this is a wonderful place to come and look at images, post images, and strike up conversations. Everybody's pretty friendly. And you know, I've told other people this, that if it wasn't for this group, I probably wouldn't be on Facebook. So, if your thoughts are, I don't, you know, like Facebook, join the crowd. You know, we just, you know, most of my notifications are of this group. And so I don't really, you know, if it wasn't for this group, I'd probably avoid it altogether. But I really, you know, I really like where the group has gone and what we've been doing.
I'd say,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, Greg. I would say, yeah, there's been a lot of growth recently, too, because I remember it didn't seem that long ago we were talking about hitting up to 1,000 members and we're close to 1,400 now.
Yeah.
And I know Matt Hoffman does a really good job in terms of being careful with letting people in.
I just hit approve sometimes. Like, oh, they've been for about an hour. Approve. But yeah.
Yeah, just, and that's what I'm saying. Like, of those 1,400 or almost 1,400 people, there's a good chance that a good amount of them are active, real people who are interested in photography, not just, you know, like you see some people, and this is more on the YouTube than the Facebook, where like, I have 1 million subscribers or I have 5 million subscribers. I'm thinking, at one point, you got to wonder how many of those are real.
Yeah.
Not that they're buying people, but, you know, different bots and everything subscribing, where we have a healthy, active amount of people talking about iPhone photography and luckily nothing else.
Yeah. Yeah.
So no spam.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think whenever spam does pop up or somebody is not really posting what we look for or what the group's about, we pretty good about getting rid of them. Matt just said he's been approving people furiously. Pete says, I'm not a robot. yeah. So cool. All right. And if you guys in the listening audience have any suggestions or anything like that, feel free to pipe up and let us know. We, you know, if you think there's something that we can add to this that may be useful, helpful, or, you know, life-changing, you know, one of those things, let us know. And, you know, the worst we'd say is no. But we would love to see if there's anything that, you know, could add to it. All right. Well, having said that, actually, I think Dave, you said you had something that you wanted to mention.
Yeah, yeah. In addition to the run, I took a couple of days of vacation, and I noticed that Apple had one of their photo walks scheduled for one of our local stores.
Oh, that's cool.
And that's always something to – normally they have it during the week, which since my job is pretty much Monday to Friday, 8 till 4-ish or so, mm-hmm. I can't go to a lot of them. And also none of the stores are close enough. I can say, well, I'm going to take a little bit longer lunch to do it because it would take me so long to drive there. I figured, oh, you know, I have off and it'd be probably – originally they were calling for a – nice weather day, little risk, but nice weather day. And it was like, okay. And it's like, well, we'll look at, originally it was, well, we'll look at a video, a film about, portrait photography, and then we'll pair up and we'll go out and we'll take photos. And it's like, oh, that sounds kind of interesting. Unfortunately, I think the weather scared people away.
Oh,
and I was the only one who showed up.
Oh, well, at least you showed up.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Because they were calling for threatening weather. So I don't know if people just didn't sign up or people signed up and just didn't show.
Well, you run in the rain. You run in the rain, Dave.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. So I don't know if the guy was a little thrown off with the, you know, the fact that there was only one of me and there wasn't a larger group. you know, if he was expecting a larger group, because I've run stuff in the past where you're expecting, you know, lots of people and only very few people show up, and all of a sudden you're in your mind rethinking it's like, well, I had this planned and we're going to talk about this, yeah. But instead of, you know, say 8 people, you have one or two. Oh, that throws off this hour and a half thing that's scheduled, and I have to kind of reshuffle things.
Yeah.
But to kind of give an overview, basically I had to sign a normal release saying, you know, I was involved with this, and if your image can be used if it has to be, you know, if they want to take photos or for promotion, which I think it's more of a kind of boilerplate they gave.
Right.
The reason why I said the guy was kind of thrown off, at least I don't remember him ever saying, hi, I'm so-and-so, what's your name? So he was like, "Oh, are you here for the walk?" And I said, "I am." And but I thought it was not the person running it. I thought it was just someone there.
He wasn't wearing an Apple employee uniform or anything like that?
No, he wasn't. I think he was getting ready to go, so he already had his jacket on.
Oh.
So that kind of covered everything up there. So it looks like, I don't know if he decided to change on the fly or because it turned into just a generalized photo walk.
Sure.
You know, he asked some basic questions like how much in photography am I and, you know, a little bit of experience.
Yeah.
That I had. And it was like, but it was like trying to find just in a normal walk around a neighborhood, different unexpected photos you could take, like textures in buildings or trying to find the unexpected photos you can get just in your day to day life.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, that was good. And we were actually going to an older building, trying to get some photos around there on the outside, and walked around the local neighborhood, which had some kind of neat older buildings involved. And but when we were halfway there, it started to get a little colder, and the little bit of drizzle turned into wet snow.
Ooh, yeah.
Not enough to make anything white. But it was like, well, wait a minute, this rain feels really heavy and I can actually see it pretty good right now, type wet snow.
I thought you were going to say it feels really familiar. I'm sorry, I got to quit on about that.
But so he said, let's head on back and kind of finished up there. So I kind of lost track just because of walking around, taking photos. And it was only like a half an hour instead of a little bit longer. But again, I can almost see that, you know, you have an hour and a half schedule in your head for five to whatever people. And if one person shows up, trying to stretch that out just wouldn't sound good.
Yeah, it seems to me that, you know, I'm trying to think if I was in his shoes, you know, one person showing up, you're like, yeah, you know what, let's go ahead and reschedule this, but, you know, or we can go out. But see, for me, I guess as long as it wasn't too uncomfortable, you know, I'd say, hey, let's go, you know, walk around and do different things, but...
He's getting paid either way, though, right?
Sure.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I understand that he may get to the point of, you know, it's like, okay, it's starting to snow and, you know, it's like it's getting uncomfortable weather-wise. So let's decide to go inside right now and maybe try something else or, you know. And actually, I'm going to post in the Mixler chat here the link for Apple's it's really simple. It's just apple.com/today.
Okay.
So if you have any local Apple stores, you can see what they have going around because they have just not only do they have iPhone things, they have iPad things, how to organize photos, how to deal just general any Apple product related where you and they're all free. Just kind of drop in and see what's available.
Let's see.
And it's one of these things that ask you to, I guess, put a reservation just so they know how many people are coming or not.
Yeah. Okay. So it looks like they have a photo walk tomorrow. Yeah. Let's see, what else do they have? In Charlotte, they have a photo walk, which if I'd known ahead of time, I would probably have done it, but I got other things I got to do. It looks like they try to do these things periodically. I wonder what the frequency is, how many times, is it once a month or is it, every other week or once a week?
I would say a couple, at least for mine, a couple times a week. Like they have a one here at the one big mall up here, how to edit your photos on iPhone. yep. followed by how to organize your photos. And that's all tomorrow. And then they have one. It's actually a little bit later on. So I guess it's part of the one mall up here is kind of a bigger mall where all the higher, I hate to say higher end, but it's where the higher end stores, the ones you yeah. go by and go,
yeah.
oh, that's interesting. That's a wallet for $100.
Yes.
I will never buy a wallet for $100, but it exists. How about that?
Yeah, that's the same thing here in Charlotte. South Park Mall is the higher end mall in the area. So, okay. So for Charlotte, you know, they have one on the 10th and then their next one is on the 24th.
Okay.
So that, I think the 24th is the day after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting. So I guess that would be something fun to do. I've only done one photo walk here in Rock Hill, and that was with a photography group out of Charlotte, and you know, got together, you know, kind of got to see what everybody was shooting with. And I think at the time I had my iPhone, but then also I had my Canon 30D, and so we kind of went around this one park, but that was really it. I would love to do a, you know, like a downtown or something like that similar and see what they have. But that's,
and cool. I'll definitely post to the group too. I wanted to wait till the podcast was recorded. I'll post the photos I took to the Facebook group about the photos I took on the photo walk too.
Very cool.
Yeah. And I honestly, I was partially doing it because of wanting to do the photo walk.
Yeah.
But partially just to get a feel for, you know, for anyone who was listening to the podcast, if they want to try it.
Yeah.
So I decided not to go big time and go, well, do you know who I am? I am a co-host on a podcast, yeah. good my good man.
yeah. That's. Yeah. How do not. Oh, yeah. How to not be a jerk. No, or.
Exactly, so, yes. Yeah.
How to not play the celebrity card.
Okay, so here's something that's off topic. Speaking of, do you know who I am? So in my daily job, you know, back when I first started doing a particular job, I was out doing my thing, and somebody came out of their house. I was, you know, walking around the street, and they say, "What are you doing?" I told him what I was doing. He goes, "Do you know who I am?" And the first thing I wanted to say was no, but I'm afraid you're going to tell me. And, or, you know, which was the case. He goes, "I am so-and-so and I'm on county council." And my thought was, if you have to ask, do you know who I am? The obvious answer is no. You know, it doesn't make any sense. So I ended up, I was like, and then let it go. And I was like, I'm lost all respect for this guy, because if he has to throw his name around for obviously nothing that concerned me, he's in the job for the wrong reasons. You know, that's my mm-hmm. you know, my view is if you have to have somebody come and pat you on the back, that's all you're getting. And basically I could have just taken his arm and had him pat himself on the back, you know, for all I cared. But yeah. Do you know who I am?
There's such a thing as blowing your own horn. I mean, because sometimes if you don't give yourself credit, you'll never get credit. But like that though, that's going over the line.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, if you're saying, you know what, I totally understand the problems you're having. Guess what? I'm on county council, and I think that's a great idea to try to fix. And I think, you know, I can help. That is totally different from, you know, saying, hey, I'm on county council. And I'm like thinking to myself, I don't care. I'm not even in your council area. Whoop-dee-freaking-do.
Yeah, what do you want, a free coffee at Starbucks or what?
Do you want a thumbs up? Okay, I'll give you one. There you go.
Yeah, here you go.
Oh, that's funny. Well, cool. Yeah, if anybody has any, I think that'd be actually fun. If people, you know, I imagine there's listeners in a certain area that, you know, if there are, you know, photo walks, say through Apple or clubs, you know, and you're going to go to one, post it on the Facebook group. That way, if there's other people in the area that would want to do the same thing, join, you at least have, you know, somebody that you could, you know, get together with and, you know, sort of, you know, say, hey, I know you through such and such. Let's hang out and meet and, you know, get to know some of the people that are in our group. I think that would be a very cool way to meet other listeners and other compatriots in the Facebook group. So
yeah, because in my the camera club that I belong to in town here, something that they've started this year is what they call focus groups. And so the one that's really taken off to this point is for black and white photography. And
oh, cool.
The people that are in that group are you know, there's nobody really leading it. It's just people get together. They talk about their photos and their editing techniques and, you know, shooting styles for black and white and all this stuff. And they're having a blast. People are learning from it. People are able to teach others. And if you can do that with iPhone photography or mobile photography in general, I think it's great. I don't live near an Apple store. The closest one is probably about 2 hours away.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I might just throw it out there on, you know, some local Facebook groups about maybe doing a photo walk up, you know, in my hometown here, just see what kind of response I get.
Yeah. So, what are the other people in the group think of your iPhone photography?
They really like it. I mean, I think there's some purists that.
Oh, absolutely.
that you know, like I don't know for sure, but I mean, I'd say the general consensus is everybody's embracing it. You know, they compliment me on my work, which I really appreciate. And I've been finding that there's a few more people starting to embrace it themselves.
Yeah.
You know, like we have these monthly assignments that we submit a couple of photos to each month, and I'm seeing the odd time we're getting a few more mobile pictures in there, which is really cool.
Very cool. Yeah, I kind of give photography a, you know, a bit of a jab when, you know, I say, you know, if you want to start, you know, some sort of a argument or war, you just have to mention, oh, I do things this way, and then you'll have 10 other people say, well, you're doing it the wrong way. You know, we do it this way, and it's 10 different ways when it comes to photography. But when mobile photography started to pick up speed about 5-6 years ago, there was like, you know, the purists in there were like looking down going, oh, you're using a phone to take a picture with, or, you know, stuff like that. And it was like, wait, it wasn't that long ago. People were taking pictures with the 110 camera with the little cartridge pop in. And, you know, you had one function and that was to advance the film, you know, what's the difference? And, you know, and lately over the, you know, the course of the last 5-6 years, it's become less of a stigma, or it's become more accepted that mobile photography has its place in these eras. You know, and it's like, do you really want to take offense to something that you don't use and think of it as being something sub par to what you're doing? or do you want to embrace the fact that people are doing things that are outside of the box that are still, you know, producing beautiful images, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, you have to look at it from that perspective in order for, you know, photography to be fun, because you're always going to have the critic. You're never going to get away from the critics, and they will always be there. Back in my day, we had to,
we had to
roll our own film. Yeah. Yeah. We would
buy. Here's one for you. I was just watching before around dinner time tonight, This Week in Photo with Frederick Van Johnson.
Yeah.
And he and another fellow, I think his last name is Brazil or Brazil. He's a concert photographer, one of Frederick's peers. And they were talking about the iPhone 10. They both got one, and they were basically doing a review on it. And Frederick said that he was talking about the auto HDR in, I think it's in the 8 Plus and the 10. Maybe it's an iOS 11 thing. I'm not sure. But anyway, he was saying how he took a shot of whatever scene it was, and it looked pretty good on the phone. He tried it with I forget which DSLR he has, but it's a pretty good camera. He tried a three-shot bracketed exposure of the same scene, and after running it through his HDR software or Photoshop or whatever it was he used, he said it was horrible compared to the iPhone shot.
You know,
and I was kind of shocked to hear him say that, but you know, that's a real testament to what Apple and these other cell phone companies are putting into their cameras.
It's not shocking to me, because most of the time Canon, Nikon, and some of these other bigger camera makers are behind in the times. You know, their focus is not on what HDR can do to an image. Their focus is on, can we create a crisp, clean image? You know, okay, we'll add these bracket options to your phone. Okay, we'll add, you know, HDR. We'll allow it to render inside the camera. And so I want to say that they'll do something, but it's not quite what, you know, what the mobile manufacturers are doing. They're like, oh, let's try to make it the best that we can, so that people, all they have to do is select it once, press the button once, and boom, it's done. I think you know, I hate to say it, but I think the big guns are typically behind. Once they bring something out, they're still behind. And so I'm not shocked that he said that.
Yeah, because you know, I know, like, I haven't really listened to a lot of podcasts lately on conventional photography or DSLR photography, but I know any that I've listened to in the last year or so, they're talking about how these mirrorless companies like Fuji and that are really taken off, and Canon and Nikon are really they're falling behind in their technology and what they're producing.
Yeah.
So with companies like Apple and Samsung who are making these little cameras in these phones, they're always thinking ahead. You know, I mean, the technology that goes in behind a single photograph in an iPhone, especially the current ones, it's mind-boggling to know what's going on inside the camera. And, you know, they're taking, you know, X number of frames, and they're picking the best part of each one and putting it all together to make one frame, and it happens in an instant.
Yeah.
Whereas with the DSLR, bang, one shot at a time. Yeah. I mean, sure, you can do a burst mode, but I mean, you're getting a separate picture for every time that shutter opens and closes.
Yeah.
So it's pretty remarkable.
Yeah. It doesn't look like they've picked up their mobile show or mobile episodes anymore. I don't see those on the feed.
No, they have a couple of different shows, but the Pocket Lens is, looks like it's not back.
Yeah, that's too bad. All right. Well, let's go ahead and move into our post pick of the week. All right, we are in the middle of our weekly photo challenge, which means we go to the well, which is Instagram, and we choose an image from the hashtag TinyShutter. And this week it is Greg's turn. So what do you have for us, Greg?
This image really attracted me because it reminded me of this was taken in Seattle, but it just reminded me of when I was in Boston a few years ago, and the architecture, the old buildings and whatnot that I saw. It doesn't have his name. So his Instagram name is Evergreen Explorer, all one word. And he's from Seattle, Washington. And this picture is of a building that's looking up towards the sky. So on the very right side of the frame, it's like an overcast sky. And then as it comes down, there's another building kind of beside the main one in the photo. And then it goes into this brick building. And that's the one that reminds me so much of Boston. Like there's so many old buildings like that in there. And then there's a sign on the side that says Market Theater. And it's an old sign. It's got neon letters, but they're not lit up. Uh-huh. And it's like it goes from really high key on the right side of the image to low key on the left side, which I thought was kind of unique. And it's just a brown brick building with the sky in the background. And it just kind of spoke to me about my trip to Boston that I had. So it really appealed to me.
Yeah. What are your thoughts, Dave?
Yeah, agreed on that one. And you know what? I think I recognize his name from another photo we looked at a while back too, but yeah, I mean, it just the fact of it. I know most of the time when of course, everyone looks at photos differently, but just the fact that he let the sky kind of be a little overblown, and like Greg's saying, how the right side, the building, it almost fades into the sky compared to the left side.
Yeah.
You know, just giving a different feel for it than, like I said, nice thing about photography is you can look at other people's work in other direction and not think, well, I wouldn't, or I'd say shouldn't, but to think, okay, that's definitely different from I would have handled it. And I'm, you know, it's kind of neat how it turned out that way.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have chose his image before, but it looks like he actually will go through his Instagram account. Oh, here we go. And sometimes he doesn't post a whole lot, but from what I can see, what he posts is really cool. I really like it.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to see if I can remember his actual name because he did tell us, but I'm losing it. I can't find it right now. Oh, wait, hold on. Let's see here. It is. His name is Lou Smith. And
okay.
Yep, that's right. Because I private messaged him and found out, so I wanted to make sure that we said his we're able to attribute to who he is. But Evergreen Explorer is his Instagram handle, and I like the image. I like the angles. I like how there's high key and some low-key areas of the image, and it really adds to the it has a unique balance. It's like the force, the good and the the good force and the bad force, you know, the dark side and the yeah. light side.
Yeah.
And so I really like the image. I think it's a good choice. So congratulations, Evergreen Explorer. You are post pick of the week. If you are interested in becoming a post pick of the week, go to our Facebook group and look for our weekly photo challenge. We usually will do a challenge 2 weeks in a period of 2 weeks, but in that off week that we don't have an ending where it's right in the middle, go on to Instagram and use the hashtag Tiny Shutter. And we love looking through all those images and seeing what you guys are producing. It's really cool. So congratulations, Evergreen Explorer, again. And I'm looking forward to seeing more of your stuff. All right. Well, I think we are at the end of our show. Is there anything else that you guys wanted to bring up?
I don't think so.
No, I think we're at least on this end good for the week.
Good deal. Well, let me play this.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Barely.
All right. Well, Greg, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
Okay, I am at Red Door Photos on Instagram, and on Twitter, I am at Greg S. McMillan.
Excellent. Dave, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
Sure, you can find me on Instagram as Prof Pod, and in the Facebook group as Dave Podner.
Watch your language, young fella. This is a public market.
You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira. You can also you can find links to our show notes, to our YouTube channel, and to Facebook by going to tinyshutter.com. All right, gentlemen, we have wrapped up another episode without a hitch, which is awesome. Why don't you guys say goodbye to everybody?
Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks so much, and have a glorious week.
And we will see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
Everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
This is a great shot, Mav. I should be a photographer.
Remember, it's better to tell the truth.
And that's no lie. Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle. G.I.
Joe! Nothing! Absolutely nothing!